Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want. You want my honey.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Honey Suite right here on Full Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart, here and ready with another episode of Crushing After Dark. You know, that time of the month we get together and we just have a real sexy, stimulating, provocative conversation. And tonight, it's going to be steamy, stimulating, sexy, and provocative as we are talking about threesomes and gangbangs. Let me let that settle in for a minute and repeat myself. Threesomes and gangbangs. So, I'm be honest with you, because I always have to keep it real with you. I've been heat for the last 2 months or something. But I did something that I have not done in a few years. I attended a swingers party over the weekend. I know. Thought I gave up that lifestyle. I thought I did too, but I did go, and I have to say, I had an awesome time. I'm not even going to front, fake the move like it was sucky. I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. I did some questionable things during the party and after the party, but you know what happens at the party stays at the party. But anyway, this has been on my mind. As a matter of fact, it renewed the faith in having this fantasy happen, and it involves threesomes and gangbangs. You know, I'm turning the big 3-5 this year, and I don't know. I'm thinking maybe there's a chance. Maybe I have a chance out there to make something happen along those lines. So why not talk to my peoples, listeners of Phone Fantasy Radio, that's been with me through the ups and downs for so many years. Anywho, so that's the topic for tonight. We're gonna freestyle it. I want to talk about some maybe rules, regulations, maybe some stories can be shared with us. The number, as always, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. If you got a story you want to share, you just want to make a comment, you just want to say hello, press 1 and join the conversation. Also, you can join me in the chat room. Easiest way I can tell you is go to phonefantasyradio.com, click on TuneIn Live, create a free account, and I'll shout you out, or we can talk in the chat room during the show. So, threesomes and gangbangs. The one thing I do want to touch on is the double standard. You know, the double standard is its own show, because it seems to be a lot. It really do seem to be a lot. And I'm not a feminist. I don't hate men. I'm not bitter. I don't know if I'm too independent. I don't know what it is, but just things just don't seem to add up. Like, really? As I'm doing my research for the show, yes, folks, sometimes I do like to be prepared. Just sometimes. It don't happen often, but it happens sometimes. I like to be prepared. So as I'm doing my research for the show, and I'm looking up threesomes. I just Googled threesomes. I didn't add nothing else to it. Just Googled threesomes, and this. It seems like everything is geared towards the dudes. Like, there's an article, and it's like the first thing it says is that, you know, breasts, vaginas, both women, bisexual, bicurious women, but it doesn't say nothing about women wanting two sets of Johnsons. Like, really? So is threesomes only geared to male with two females? Female, female? It can't be a woman with two guys? And if it is a woman with two guys, is that considered a train or a gangbang? What y'all think? 805-830-8320. I love to hear y'all opinions on everything I talk about here. 805-830-8320. Okay, so I learned something new today in doing my research between a menage a trois and a threesome. Even though they are the same thing, there is a slight variation of them not being the same thing. A menage a trois usually is talking about a domestic and a sexual relationship. As for a threesome, it's more broader term, and no one has to be in a relationship. It's just three people getting together, or it can mean like a love triangle. So, yeah, those are the things I've learned for today. Just a little bit. Okay, so you wake up one day, or you call your spouse one day, and you just feel like twosome sex is just not enough. You want to do something else. You want to experiment. You want to try something else. And ladies that are into trying new things and open-minded and you know, decide to want to bless, if you would say, the wishes or, you know, the fantasy of your spouse or your beau or your friend or whomever, they come and you're approached, or you even bring the idea up of a threesome, another female coming into your domain. Because that's what it is. That, ladies, this is your domain. You're letting someone else into your domain. So how does that make you feel as a female? I think, you know, a lot of emotions come into play. First, you got the scary part. Like, you know, the what ifs. What if he doesn't last long? What if she enjoyed too much? What if she lies longer than mine? What if she's prettier than mine? What if he likes hers? What if she's tighter than me? Like, you get all these emotions, and I don't know what guys go through, so the guys, y'all gonna have to call in and let me know what it is that y'all go through. Y'all, this is one of y'all ultimate fantasies, from my understanding. All guys would like a threesome. All guys would like to have multiple women in the bedroom. So, you know, gentlemen, call in. Let me know. What do you think? Is there doubts and hesitations and fears that y'all go through, if you have had it, or even if you're thinking about having it? Because, you know, you could be like, oh, yeah, I want to do this and I want to do that. And then be time to do, and it just end up being a cocktail party. Ew. Y'all so dirty-minded. You know what I mean? Drinks. Y'all know what I mean, damn it. Stop being fresh. So, you know, what is it? I don't know. It's just like not everybody is threesome ready, first of all. You know, some people you know, like that intimacy. And it's hard trying to find the right person because I've been in that road where I'm like, yes, I'm going to have a threesome, but you got to find a female. Wait, what? And I got to find a female? Well, how do you go about doing that? Do you use one of your friends? No, because that gives them ammo and everything else. You don't want to use family. Hell no. How did you go online? I'm crazy. No, I don't want to go on there. So how do you find that threesome? Is it up to him? Do he go out and find a woman? Do y'all go to bars? I don't know. That's a lot of questions when it comes to threesome. Okay, so, I've had a threesome. I've actually had a few. But my threesome, well, my first threesome, it was two guys, but we're not going to go down that road yet. My latest threesome, I'm not going to tell you when, I'm just going to say I had one, consisted of two guys. I was provided oral, and the next guy just came in and slipped it in from behind, and we just had a good old time, you know, but it was like, it was awesome because it was just like, it was unexpected, and, you know, it felt good, and you got into the moment, and, you know, you just, and I'm just open like that. It's not like I'm easy, but I'm just open to the idea of it. I'm open to the concept. You know, I try to enjoy that moment. I'm not going to think of, oh, are they looking at each other? Are they feeling this type of way? Are you feeling that type of way? I don't, you know, I deal with that after the fact, you know. And I did because he confronted me. The guy confronted me, but I was like, you know, you knew what it was. Like, you knew what it is. You knew what you came for. So why are you confronting me after the fact with the bullshit? Like, it's already done. I can't take it back. So why are you confronting me now? So my thing is this. When you're thinking of having a threesome, or y'all just talking about it, one thing you have to establish is boundaries and rules. It got to be established. It got to be beforehand. You want everybody to feel comfortable and at ease, especially if it's two females and they're both heterosexual or one is bicurious. You definitely got to sit down and plan out your multiple partners, you know, your threesome. This is not something that you can just, oh, willy-nilly. No, this is something you have to sit down and you have to discuss. You're going to have to put all those butterflies aside, the shyness, and y'all just gonna have to get raw, real, and uncut. And I think that's what people realize is that this takes planning. You know, it's more than just trying to find the partner. Now you gotta find the compatibility between the both of y'all. And the thing is, what I don't like is guys who want a threesome. And I'm like, dude, you can't even handle me, let alone want to handle us. Am I wrong that I feel that way? It's like, it's not made for everybody. I do believe that. Anyway, 805-830-8320. Join the conversation. Let me know, what do you think? Have you ever had a threesome? If so, let us know. Fill us in. I want to know your experience. You know, you're feeling sexually adventurous tonight. Join us. We're on air. This is Crushing After Dark on the Honey Suite. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts. The lines are open. The chat room is open. I am here. Let's take a quick break and come bizak. Like us on Facebook at WRPF Radio. Phone Fantasy Radio. That's where we are. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is our website. Just click on Tune In Now, On Air Now, the latest show, and join me in the chat room. Let's have a little sexy talk. Be right back.
Go right now. the ground. Love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
Try calling back, hanging up and calling back, 805-830-8320, and I'll let you on. Okay, we have a little issue, technical issues right there. Big shout out to him. Press 1, 805-830-8320. Join the conversation, threesomes and gangbangs. That's what we're talking about tonight. All right, so before I went on break, I shared my little latest experience. I've had threesomes and things of that nature. I am a swinger at it. Okay, so my latest fantasy is having a gangbang. But I got a couple of apprehensions there. So, you know, some people don't know what a gangbang is if you live under the rock. A gangbang is you, one person, and y'all have multiple partners. Like, you have more than three partners. it's you and a lot of partners. Not a lot, you know. I mean, yeah, it could be a lot. Depends on what you're capable of, but, you know. All right, so here's my thing. I want to have a gangbang. I want at least 6 guys. Okay, I want it for my birthday. I want 2 at a time. I want it in like every 2 hours, you know, just get it in. And then towards the end, we all just come together and have fun. However, I don't know yet. I got to hash out the details. Y'all going to help me with that. So is there rules and regulations that comes to swinging? Is swinging just for, not swinging, threesomes, are they just for men? Because it's like, you know, a dude say they want to have a threesome. You're like, yeah, I want another guy. And their whole demeanor, their character, their face, everything just shuts down. Like, hell no, I don't want no dude, I'm not gay, blah, blah, blah. But it's all right for you to have 2 females, one who's heterosexual, the other one who claims she's heterosexual. And we supposed to just be like, okay, but what about us? We want a challenge, too. I like my mouth full while my back is full at the same damn time. All right, 917, you're back. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Call it from Queens. My name is Glenn.
Queens in the building. What's your name?
My name is Glenn.
Glenn. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you, miss?
I'm doing well. I am doing quite well. Enjoying myself tonight.
Okay. Well, so, my idea is... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, my idea is that I've had a threesome before. Actually, funny thing, I had a threesome with my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that was kind of spontaneous because that was my first threesome. With a random person. Let's just put it like that. Like the whole
situation
was random.
With a random person.
Yeah, let's just put it like that. It was random. Anyways.
Okay.
I myself was nervous because threesomes, like, usually for a guy, I'm just saying from my perspective that a woman he's with is usually an intimate thing, and that's not kind of the kind of thing you want to share.
Why not?
But I would say that the threesome was actually kind of fun. Because, you know,
What made it fun?
Basically, while he was hitting me from the back, I'm filling her mouth up at the same time.
Right.
So basically, he's doing her from the back, and I'm doing her mouth.
And it wasn't comfortable, kind of, the fact that she was related to this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she cared.
Huh?
I said, I'm not sure if she cared.
No, I'm asking if you cared.
Oh, did I care?
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, the moment was there. What was I going to do?
Right.
And okay. my brother is like, you know, stop being so nervous and just do what you got to do.
Right. Okay. Some guys can't work under pressure. Pressure.
I meant
to say pressure.
But it was, yeah, it was fun. We took turns. She enjoyed it. I mean, it's not necessarily about, you know, some people would think it's 2 girls. But you can have fun with 2 guys. It's not.
Yes, I agree. This is what I'm saying. But, you know, sometimes, like, you're different because there's some guys, you say, oh, I want another guy, and they're like, no, hell no, never, ever, ever, ever in the whole entire world will that happen, you know? And it's just, you know, something I just thought that, you know, it was real crazy.
Well, sometimes you never know until you actually try it.
Right.
I'm kind of like, you know, I'm halfway on the, you know, that's kind of my girl, but at the same time, I might learn something from it. Because
so,
as far as I'm concerned, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What you concerned with?
I was going to say, there's too many ways to please a woman. You're never going to learn it all.
Okay.
Learn them all.
Okay. So you have your technique. He has his technique. You know, y'all switched up. Y'all use protection. Yes?
Obviously.
Right. So before the action started, before you actually started doing the do, what transpired? Did she just like, hey, I'm ready? Did y'all drink? Was y'all smoking? Did y'all establish some rules?
Very spontaneous. She was smoking. They was, I and my brother was smoking. I was drinking a little bit. Right. And
like,
then,
I just knew everything goes. She wasn't like, listen, I don't do X, Y, and Z. She didn't make no boundaries. Y'all didn't have no boundaries.
No boundaries. It was totally spontaneous. He just started. He put his Johnson in her mouth. She started sucking on it, and he was
okay.
Like, come on.
Sound like fun.
All right.
I'm down for that party. All about the bass. All about the bass. I like parties like that. But you know, everybody has it. Everybody parties differently. Everybody does parties differently. Shout out to people hitting me up. It's like I get on the show and everybody want to text me and call me. Hey. So, Baton Rouge, I see you sitting there not pressing one. I don't appreciate that, Baton Rouge. Gangbang. Would you ever participate in a gangbang, Glenn?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds interesting. Gangbang sounds scary and interesting and fun. I want to do that before I die. What's going on, Ms. Baton Rouge?
Hi.
How you doing, Lady C?
I'm doing good.
Okay, Lady C. So, tonight's topics, threesomes and gangbangs. I actually went to a swingers party this weekend, Lady C. I haven't been one in a couple of years, and I decided to visit, and I had a good time. But this confirmed my thought that I need a threesome or gangbang for my 35th birthday. Let me see, I'm on a mission.
Yeah, and you'll probably succeed.
Huh?
I said you'll probably succeed at it too.
Not at all.
You don't know
I
that.
I talk about it, but I ain't really about that life. Anyway, so we're talking about boundaries, rules, the double standard that comes with, you know, men want a threesome. It's just a fantasy that all men have, and, you know, to have two women at the same time. And, you know, you think there's a double standard when it comes to threesomes, Glenn?
There is a double standard. I'm not going to lie about that. It is, because a threesome with most people is associated with two women, like you said before.
Uh-huh.
A guy doesn't want to see his partner being banged by another guy, for the most part. I mean, that only says about that says about men, but what about bisexual women? Do they want to see them women? Do they want to see their partner banged by a man?
That's good. Lady C.
Yes.
Have you had a threesome?
No.
Are you serious?
I've never had one.
You haven't had one yet? Yet?
I
throw it out there yet.
So, I would like two men.
Right. But then it's like, when you have two men, it's like, and I had this in the back of my head, while you're providing oral, are they looking into each other's eyes? Where do you look at? So, only I would think stuff like that, because I am weird. But, what do you do with your eyes? Huh?
Well, if you do doggy style.
Yeah, but what are they looking at? Because I'm looking down.
Have a mirror.
Are y'all looking at each other? Do they glance at each other? You know, are they shy about it?
Have a big mirror where everybody can look at the mirror.
Right. Okay, so that's some equipment you have. A nice big old floor mirror or something to the side. What do you think, Glenn? What was it? Was y'all looking at each other? Did you glance at him? Did he glance at you?
Funny thing is, we turned off the lights.
Oh. So it was just dark. That's fun, too. It'd be all dark in there. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you could grab shit and blame it on the darkness. You know, like,
well,
I can grab her titty and she don't be uncomfortable about it because it's dark. Like, you can't blame me for grabbing your titty, ma'am. You know, because some women are like that. Don't touch me. And it's like, I can't help but to touch you. It's dark.
What else you want me to do?
Huh?
I'm like, what else you want me to do?
Like, I can't help it. It happens.
Go pull her hair.
Yeah, you can do that too. I ain't pulling it though, because I can't pay to get it back done. So I ain't doing that.
I ain't talking about no.
As you know, that's the number one rule. As soon as you pull, you got to pay for it to get back done. They expecting payment after that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would.
Dude, they told me don't touch my hair.
Right, Lady C?
We
expect a payment. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm thinking threesome is anybody's fantasy, first of all. It's not just for men. Women have fantasies, too, because, you wouldn't have that threesome if she didn't, or she wasn't curious about it or fantasized about it, right?
That's right.
I think it goes both ways. And y'all men need to be a little bit more open-minded. This is what we mean by open-minded. You know, what's good for the goose
should
be good for the
gander. It doesn't mean that a man is gay for it to be two men in a threesome.
Not necessarily.
You don't have to have that phobia. That's what it is, a phobia, that you're going to be. First of all, we need to establish that this is not for the world. Like, nobody supposed to know that you and I and Lady C don't have a threesome. That's
right.
What people fail to realize. Like, oh, yeah, you know, men talk so much. Women do, too, but men talk, too. And they think it's just the women. No, y'all motherfuckers talk, too.
Other than coming on this show, I only told one person about that.
Well, I'm not talking about you. Obviously, you don't have a problem with the male-male-female situation. You know, talking about those that do, you know, they make it uncomfortable for everybody because now you guys see, you know, it's like they got ammo to get at you with. I want some stranger, some person I've never, ever, ever met before or I never, never see in that circle before because that's just too much work. Too much work trying to figure it out.
I mean, like you said, whatever happens, it's between y'all. You don't have to run and say, "Oh, we did."
Yeah.
Don't run it.
They get to run in their lips, and And y'all know them too. Y'all know them people. I know y'all have all had this conversation, and they not talking to you no more. They mad at you. And next thing you know, the whole world know, yeah, I fucked you. Me and my brother fucked you. You know, guys are greasy too. Not just women, the guys too. That can be real greasy about it.
No, you right about that. I ain't going to argue with you.
Mm-hmm. You've done it before?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm giving you the side eye, but you can't see me.
I know you're giving me the side eye. I heard it on your voice.
805-830-8320. Join us. Let's talk about it. Feeling sexually adventurous tonight. We're talking about threesomes and gangbangs. And everything in between.
Okay, I have
this is
going to
be our
you.
Last question after dark, so y'all may want to get out your system now. This is our last one. We're going on summer break at the end of this month, so we got one more show to go, and then we're going on summer break. I'll probably do spontaneous shows, but yeah, I know I don't do shows during the summer. We're going on a break, and we'll come back in September, October. So I
got one for you, Crush.
Now. What?
Okay, your guy, he wants you to be his, but he thinks he's not well endowed. He's like 6-7 inches. He wants to see you with a man who has 10.5 to 12 inches, and he wants to watch secretly.
That's a cuckold. That's actually part of fetish. That's a cuckold. I want to watch you get banged out. Like, I get that a lot. When doing my phone sex. I do, Lady C. You don't know how many times they call in and they want my big black 11-inch boyfriend to fuck their woman, and they want me to sit on their face and make them pay for it and all this other shit. Like,
that's crazy shit.
Shout out to Jim. Shout out to Jim. That's what it
is. If she says she's happy with you, whether you're 6 inches or not, why? You want
because
to make sure
you know what it is? Can't lie about it. You get different expressions from a 6 or 7 inches than you do a 9 or 10 inch. Those little inches do make a difference. So the same moans and groans and screams you would get from that 6 or 7, they sound way different when it's a magnum. And it's more exciting. It's exciting, you know, and women, once we get stimulated and going, anything is possible at that point. You know, we get hungry, depending on your appetite. You get hungry, you want to try other shit. You know, you all of a sudden you get freaky. Some other mode comes out, especially when it's something that you fantasize about or something that you know you do like. You know, you do try to soothe his ego and soothe his pride and say, listen, what you got is okay. I'm cool with that. But that's like saying, you know, I'm okay with the salad, but that cupcake over there looking real good. You know, like, yeah, I know how it gets. Like, that cupcake looking real good. So, I think it's the same thing. That magnum looking like a cupcake, but this salad is good for you. You know, like, so. We give in. I'm guilty of it. I just think there's two different feelings, your body reacts to different things, your facial expressions, all the little things that you don't know that he's sitting there watching, you know, and I guess that's what's really turned him on, you know, and it could just be an ego thing. That's what I'm thinking. What you think, Lynn?
Size does matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's a completely different experience. I have to admit to that, especially since the threesome. I noticed a difference.
Yeah,
I mean, but
I want the best of both worlds in a threesome. something. You got to have the average, and you have to have the Magnum. Because you want it to last. If they're both Magnum, she's tapping out.
And if it's all the way around, they're not going. But it's like, really?
Yeah, when she's both Magnum, she's tapping out. That cervix being kissed like that? Something got to give. Oh, my goodness. You're so fresh. Anyway, let's take another break. Come back. We are 18 minutes to the top of the hour. We're talking about threesomes and gangbangs. We'll be back real quick. As we talk about threesomes and gangbangs and fulfilling fantasies and if size matters, you know. I got my good friend Glenn out of Queens, representing Queens, New York, and we got the one and only First Lady of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Miss Lady C. And we're just having a good old time out here. I still can't believe Lady C has not had a threesome.
Why you can't believe that?
It's hard for me to digest, Lady C. Because you always have something going on.
You're
very, you're open, and I know that that doesn't necessarily mean that you should have a threesome or something like that. I just figured that would be something on your bucket list.
It is, but like I say, it's hard to get them to agree with what I want.
What do you want, Lady C?
I always had one, but a friend that he thought we were joking. We were going to do it. He thought we were kidding. And he just didn't go to the hotel, so.
Oh, wow. That's some bullshit. I would never be his friend ever again. That's some bull. That's messed up. That hurt.
We're going to do it.
I was hot and primed and ready. I was
really
there.
It was two women.
Did not show up.
It was me and a good friend. And we was ready. He said, no, you guys are kidding me. You're kidding me. We're going to get there. No, we were ready. And he said, he didn't believe us, so.
He didn't show up.
He lost out.
Right. That's crazy. It was you and another female.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool.
You would have went, Glenn?
Oh, what else?
Uh-oh, there's an echo. Why are you echoing, Glenn?
I don't have no clue.
Do you have your radio, your computer on or something?
I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay, there you go. So I'm being put in, and I'm thinking sex should be no longer taboo. But then if it's no longer taboo, that means you can have sex anywhere, can do anything, it's all willy-nilly. But it shouldn't be taboo. I mean, we all came here. We all are a product of fucking. So why is it so hard to speak about it, to engage in it, to not engage in it, but, to talk to it, to get on the same page, to have that communication that it takes to stimulate to get the juices flowing? Why is it so hard and difficult for people? This thing we call double standards. Why does that even exist when it comes to sex? Do men really feel that women are not sexual creatures? I get that sometimes. Like, men forget that women have a sex drive. Like, we have cravings and fantasies, but it's like, guys don't ever think about that part. Like, no, you're supposed to be this way. A freak in the bedroom and a lady in the street. Okay, fine. All right, you're supposed to be this way. You know, Lacey? I just think that's crazy. So I had a threesome, but it's like, what else? What else is there? And then there's this thing that's called gangbangs, where it's you and a few other partners. I don't know if men have gangbangs, guys and a bunch of women. Is that considered a gangbang? I don't know. Is nobody getting banged out? I don't know. But it happens. So, a gangbang, several people, physical, sexual activity with one particular individual or at the same time. Normally, it's a single individual who's the central focus of the sexual activity. One man, or one woman surrounded by several men, or several women. And
but you really gangbang a man?
Huh?
Can you really gangbang a man?
I mean, if he goes that way. I don't know. Yeah.
Have to get him back up.
I mean, if he's a gay guy. Yeah. He got entry. You know. I don't know. Can women gangbang a man? I don't know. He only got one. Was he finger popping and licking and getting rolled at the same time? I don't think that's a gangbang. I think that's heaven. He holds his fingers up. They ride his fingers. They ride his penis. They ride his face. Yeah. Thinking that's just a step further. What you think, Glenn?
I don't really consider guy banging in most women as a gangbang. Not really.
There's another name for
what?
It.
Huh?
Is there another game for it?
Not that I know of. They call it a gangbang, but how much banging is going on in that?
I just told you. His hands, his face, and his penis.
Right. But how many women are actually really being pleased by that? One, maybe two.
Maybe three. I mean, maybe he got long fingers. Right. Maybe he got long fingers. Now, listen, in a gangbang, it doesn't necessarily, like in a threesome, doesn't necessarily mean it has to be, just you and that one person, right? I mean, they can engage in each other as well. So, like in a threesome, it's just not you in that one person, you're engaging in both people, and sometimes the other two people may, you know, engage in each other. You can only focus on one at a time. Right?
Not necessarily, unless it's two women.
Right. That's what I'm saying, two women. But, you know, two women gotta, you know, I don't know. Can guys do that? Can guys have sex and eat pussy at the same time and it actually be done right? I don't think so. I can't do it. I can't provide oral and get banged at the same time. Somebody's going to miss out on something.
Yeah, it's another way.
Right. Somebody, you know, you focus on this. Oh, it's too deep. You know, and then you got to focus on the penis, and then you got to focus on the back. Oh, you got to put your leg up. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, you got to put your leg down. Oh, wait, hold on. So it's like, what you think, ladies?
Good, just stroke it. Then you're like, wait a minute, hold on, pull it out of my mouth. Wait a minute. Ooh.
Right, like, especially if it's good, I got to pull it back. So nasty.
Well, see, that's just like it's hard to give a good blowjob if they're fingering you real good.
Yeah.
I see 69, I think you. Not a good thing.
Yeah, 69 is whack. I don't know who came up with that concept, but they suck monkey balls.
Yeah, that's good. Let's do 69, no. You do 6 and I owe
no,
you one.
No, that's whack. 69. That's too much work.
You don't forget what you do in the hand. Like, wait a minute.
Right. Like, I either want to do one or the other. Either
right.
You going to let me pleasure you, or I'm going to sit back, relax, and let you pleasure me, especially when it comes to oral. I think, like, I can't do the multiple. That's too much work. But I like to try. Did I count? Anyway. Oh, we lost Glenn. Hold on. I got to bring Glenn back. Hey, Glenn. Welcome back. Shout out to somebody else in the 225 representing Baton Rouge. They sitting over there quietly. They see you. All right. So we're going to have to make this work one day. We're going to have to do this work. So tonight is our last official Question After Dark. I will be back next week for the virtual party for Memorial Day. It'll be our Memorial Day celebration. Also, we'll be going into the summer season. So this is the last month. Next week will be the last week for Fall Fantasy Radio. We will not be doing any more shows until officially August or September. Like us on Facebook so you can keep up with us. I'm still around. I'm looking for new show topics, show ideas, contest ideas, sponsors, all of the above. If you want to be down, you want to submit your music or anything, go to phonefantasyradio.com. Also, my email is phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, everything in between. Just look for me. I frequent Facebook, so if you want to really get at me, it's better to hit me up on Facebook. And, you know, do what it do. I'm waiting for the new season to come back. We'll probably be making some changes, but it's all fun. Big shout-out to PLF. I made an account over the weekend. Actually, I made an account like 2 days ago called Plenty of Fish. And, oh, boy. I think that's what I need to talk about next week, dating sites. Hopefully, by then, I'll have a date over the weekend or something. I'm feeling good about myself, Lady C.
Oh, that's good.
According to POF, I am actively seeking a relationship, whatever that means.
What?
Wait, what? That hurt my ear.
P-O-F?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a bootleg, but it's a cool site. So far, so good. I met a few people, I conversed with a few people on there. I didn't put no nude pics up there, so don't go looking for me, guys. Thinking y'all going to see some nude pics or something. Nope, no nudity, strictly friendly, sassy crush on there, trying to actively seek new friends. That's what it really should say. Actively seeking new friends. You know, I put a nice little first date up there. It was cute. I actually took time to fill out the profile. And shout out to POF. Why are you laughing at me, Lady C?
You actually filled out the profile.
I did. You know, you go in there and you put generic shit. If y'all Google me, I'm sure everything will show up, but all the profiles say the same shit. I'm not even going to lie to you. So I actually put effort into this profile because I'm actively seeking, Lady C. That was my option, to actively seek. What the hell does that mean, I'm actively seeking?
You didn't want to just sit back.
Well, they're crazy anyway. So it's gonna take me a minute to meet somebody off of there. I'm lying. It's not gonna take you that long. But I'm not trying to meet the crazies. Like, already got people inviting themselves to my house. Why? Really? Why did you do that? Like, that's a turnoff. Why do you wanna come to my house?
They're actively seeking you.
They're actively seeking where I live. They need to go on with themselves. We are not having one of those episodes. Mm-mm. That's the last thing I need. Last thing I need. Mm-mm. I ain't doing it. But you know what I'm doing, Lady C? I'm being prejudiced. I don't want to date no white guys. But that's for next week. We're not going to talk about this week. We'll talk about that next week. I might have to look on there for some threesomes.
Actively seeking.
I'm actively seeking, right? I ain't going to do it.
Your inbox be crazy.
Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not about that life. I don't like texting. It's like you catch me, like, oh, I want to talk to somebody. So you catch me on a good point, I'll text you, and then I get tired of texting. Like, tired. And then you give them the phone number, and all they do is text you. And it's like, why? Why do you just want to text me? Like, call.
And then you can cheat while you text. You can cheat while you text. They don't know. If you're with somebody, you can text somebody else and they don't know.
But I don't like that because I text and then I get tired of texting. I'm like, okay, well, let me speak to you. So I'll call you and then you send me the voicemail. Guess what that does to me? That tells me you're an asshole, and now you're being blocked. Because that's just playing games. Like, if that's the case, we could have just stayed on the website and instant message.
Right.
Like, I gave you my number for a reason.
To hear a voice.
Exactly. I want to hear the sincerity or the genuineness in your voice. What you saying, Flynn?
I was going to say, you may hear the voice, but you may accidentally hear the background, too.
Yeah.
Daddy!
Baby, what you over there doing, like baby? Or, George, I told you to come throw this trash away. What are you doing on my phone this time of night? Drop the phone, George!
Oh, shit.
Still living with my mom.
You don't pay no fucking bills up in here.
No, you're here. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm helping my grandmother out. You know, she needed some help. Grandma, I'm gonna get off the phone. Hold on. I'm talking to somebody. But then, of course, you know, also, you could have got an inmate who don't want you to know that they're an inmate.
Really? They can get on PLS?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They have cell
phones. Oh.
Cell phones have internet access now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is true. That's all I got to work on. Okay, so, I don't know. All right, so here's the deal. We're coming down to the last 2 minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Glenn, first-time caller. Hope you join us again. Lady C, as always, a pleasure. Tomorrow night, I'm back on air with my boys, Dame O for the Dame O Show, and Jay Willa. We'll be talking about pet peeves in dating, sex, relationships. We'll just talk about our pet peeves, things that we have a low tolerance for, that annoys us, that, you know, definitely get on our nerves, all that good stuff. We'll be talking about tomorrow night, 9:30, folks, half an hour later, 9:30 to 11:30. Same number, 805-830-8320. So tomorrow, the Dame O Show, pet peeves. And then Thursday, join me with Mistress Sexy May live. We'll be talking about food orgasms. We'll be talking about sexy recipes and our two favorite topics, food and sex. Yay! and that is at 9 p.m. Ladies, I'm throwing this question out there to y'all early so y'all have time to think of it. What fruit, I mean, what piece of food item have you used during sex with yourself? May is masturbation month, so we're still talking about masturbation. What food item have you used to self-pleasure? Guys, whipped cream, butter, what have you used? I don't know. Ooh, no, butter? Sometimes you ran out of bed oil. Go get you some Crisco. You never know, ladies. You never know. So that's Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Remember, next week is our last week. We're all going on vacation to enjoy the summer. So catch us while you can. Catch us while you can. We're on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Okay. I'm done. Just wanted to get that out early. So in case y'all hear me disappear, I already got it out. So, Glenn, what you think so far?
It's a good show. It's interesting.
Interesting.
Not too many people like to talk about sex like that, especially their own experiences.
Oh, yeah, we love talking about sex. Our own experience. We're very open in this radio station when it comes to sexuality. But we talk about relationships, current events. We talk about other stuff other than sex, but sex is our favorite topic.
Well, you don't mind that.
Yeah, we don't want that. We like that. Anyway, so I'm going on vacation. I don't know if I'm going to take a trip, but my plan is to visit Atlantic City this summer. Oh. I've never been. I heard it's changing a whole lot. I need to get out there. I need to go. I'm not a gambler, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go and try to enjoy myself. I want to go to a buffet. I think buffets are sexy.
You can do both.
Huh? What you said?
I said you could do both. Go to Atlantic City and the buffet.
At the same damn time? No. I don't know. The only buffets I know out here are the Chinese buffets, and they whack. I want to go to like a Golden Corral or something. I need a variety.
No. Pennsylvania, in Jersey.
Right. Not New York.
I've been to the one in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah? You liked it?
It was okay.
Yeah. I've been to the one in Carolina, South Carolina. That was my first time going.
I'm pretty sure it's not the same as it is in Pennsylvania.
No. Excuse me. I hate South Carolina. I hate the South. Because their KFC is a fucking buffet.
You used to have that.
I was so mad. I was like, is the KFC actually a buffet? Like, the KFC is like a real buffet. Like, this is KFC, really? Some bullshit. That's what that is. Some bullshit. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Shout out to John. John, Mr. Tourette's himself, Columbus, Ohio. We like John. Shout out to John. Right, Lady C?
Yeah.
Okay, so according to Golden Corral, the closest one to me is in Freehold, New Jersey. I don't even know where Freehold is. Or for Highway 9, U.S. Highway 9. I don't even know what that is.
That's the interstate.
Huh?
That's the interstate. That means you need a vehicle.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I know them. I'm trying to see what it's close to. I got to zoom out of the map. See what it's close to. Okay, is that far from Long Beach? Well, I mean, it's kind of fun. Asbury Park. Okay. New Brunswick. All right. Enough of shouting out Golden Corral. Fuck them. Make me mad at food. Damn Corral. Gotta find us a... Max is mad at me. I think my cat is gay. Anyway.
Why, Chris? Why?
I don't know. It's just... It's just a feeling.
But you still gonna love him.
Huh?
You still gonna love him.
Mm-hmm. Right, Max? Oh, he ignored me. He mad at me. Even the male cats get mad at me for no reason, lady. See? I just don't have... I didn't do that to Max. I need to find a cat whisperer. Huh?
You say you're not treating them right.
Because, you know what, Lacey? When I'm in the bed, he in the bed. When I come to the chair, he want to come to the chair, too. Okay, so I have a bed by the window. He likes to lay by the window. So I guess he'd be mad at me because I'd be taking up the window spot. But then when I move, he want to move, too. Like, you have access to the window right now, but you want to lay right here on the pillow, on the couch with me. Why? Because you're gay. Max, if
you say, you know, that's his place. He guards his place. That's his place. Nobody can come there. So when you, while you're actively seeking this date, you must tell him that you have an aggressive cat.
But he's not aggressive.
Possessive is more like it.
He's a pussy. There it is. He's a straight pussy. Ain't nothing about this cat is aggressive.
He's possessive.
He is not. Oh, you said possessive. I thought you said aggressive. Because ain't nothing about Max aggressive.
Well, if
somebody comes
and try to take his spot, he might scratch him.
No, he don't. He moves. He runs away. He don't hiss at nobody. He don't purr. He don't do any of that. He's not a real cat.
You should name him Garfield.
I tried. But they like his name is Max. Like, I really did. His name was going to be Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho. That's what I was going to
Tiger Ho.
Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho. That's going to be his name. Because when you first met him, he's an orange cat, like the Morris cat on the Friskies, and his eyes is real big. And you know how Lionel, like, his mouth is lighter than his face? That's
right.
How Max looked. And he looked like he was so scared. His eyes were, like, real big, and he looked up at me. And that's what I thought. I thought of Lionel. And then he has this pouch that hangs, like, to the floor. Like, his stomach is like a little pouch. And it just hangs. That's Garfield. He's big. Y'all seen pictures. He's, like, big like a tiger. And what does Lionel say at the end? Ho! So, Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho.
Well, his name turned out to be Max.
Max, right. After I did all that, the owner's like, no, the owner said his name is Max. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh,
well, his nickname, Lionel Garfield Tiger Ho.
Tiger Ho, exactly. That's his nickname. OMG. I like talking about my cat, Max. Max is popular. Shout out to POF. I'm getting
Max
messages.
No kids.
Huh?
Max been sick.
Has he been sick?
Uh-huh.
No. I mean, he had an eye thing going on before, but it cleared up on his own.
I think he ain't been facing no pussy.
No. Whoa, our neighbor. I don't know if y'all remember a couple of years before I got Max, I had another cat, which was my neighbor's cat, named Meow, a.k.a. I call it a kitty.
Yes.
And she's all white. She's on Facebook. Well, I brought her over here, and now she don't like me. Because Max tried to stiff her. And I'll tell you, when she went ballistic, Lady C, she had Max running. She was about to fuck Max up. Max
don't
got to the phone, and she wouldn't let me pick up to bring her back. She was trying to fuck me up. I had to call her owner. Come drag her. I don't want to be scratched up.
No wonder why Max is gay. Totally traumatized.
Traumatized, right?
She's
because
of calls and all of that, I'm not even
going to
go after none.
But he came over there, though. We had the door open or cracked, and I didn't know he walked out. And I was across the hall, and he comes out. He comes to the lady house. Like, he don't never go to nobody's house. He comes to the lady house, and he looks behind the door. He's looking for her because I guess she was at the door, too. But he came looking like this is his crib. Like, where are you going? And then he walked out like, whatever, bitch. But it was funny because his belly hangs. So when he run, the belly is swaying. And it's just like, with me and my imagination, you know, Kevin Hart took his trench coat. That was like, Max, fuck this shit. I'm out. He just had an attitude.
I was
trying
to see if she wanted some of this.
Right. She played too much. I ain't got time for the games.
Let me go home.
Exactly. I'm out. And he walked back to the crib, too. One time he left out. I didn't know, and I closed the door. Yo, he screamed at me. Like, bitch, open the door. I'm telling you, Max be talking to me, y'all. I'm a cat whisperer. Me and Maxie have a conversation. Y'all need to stop me when I'm ahead.
Being recorded, they may use this against you.
Just the way they act, they move. He be looking at me, and his, you know, he do a long blink. He be like, bitch, please. Like, it's just little things.
You know, his attitude.
Right, his attitude. Give me attitude. And then I love the fact that they're independent. You know, they're independent. So I leave Max alone. I will not bother Max. And Max will get mad and come and, bitch, wake up. Like, nigga, you was over there asleep all day. Nobody mess with you. As soon as I go to sleep, you got to come and headbutt me. What the hell?
You can't sleep now. I want to play.
Huh?
He said you can't sleep because he want to play with
you. I know, right? That's all right. Why he's leaving on a date? Be scaring the shit out of him. Oh, let me stop admitting this stuff. Are they come get me for animal torture or something? I'm not being cruel to Max. Max is well fed, people.
Yeah, I don't think made by Max, her, made by her, herself alone.
I don't think Max have dropped 1 pound since he's been here. So Max is well taken care of. Nobody else eats, Max is going to eat. And he's picky. How are you a picky cat? Some bullshit. Bitch, I'm like
what I like.
Get my other brand. He will not eat it. Max will leave it there. It'll dry up. He will leave it there. You just got to change it. Max is very picky. He don't like all types of treats. I tell you, Max is gay.
I'm not eating that. I don't know who you bought that for. It's not for me.
Right. It's not for me. We got to buy the little stuff. Like, Max, really? Max is dead ass serious. Anyway,
you know what I like. Look at that bowl like, this don't even smell right.
That's how he be too. He'll walk away from it. Very rarely do you hear him meow, but he meows every now and then.
He walks up and smells, but she didn't change from going away again.
Max is
I had a dog like that. Wouldn't eat certain dog food too. Would sit there and it could just crust up in the right wing. You should be hungry, but not. I'm not eating it.
And you know he's hungry because he's doing all the signs that he's hungry.
Yep.
The bowl will go from the corner to the other side of the kitchen. The water bowl will be turned over like, bitch, feed me. And now he does this thing where he knocks over my trash cans if I ignore him and I don't feed him. Like, I'm like, fuck that, I ain't going to feed him until later. I'll wake up and my trash can's all over the floor. And he just laying there like it wasn't me. Nigga, you're the only other cat in here.
I don't know who did that.
Yeah, well, you know you did that. He be looking. But he know, I know that's the time I have to get up and put food in his bowl. Because he done caught a tantrum. Just like a man. Mm.
Whoa,
whoa.
Oh, you caught that, Glenn?
Yes, I did. You didn't have to go that far.
You caught that? Oh, okay. He paying attention. He paying attention. I thought I'd try to slide that in there, Lady C. Anywho, it's that time of night when I have to say goodbye. Once again, thank y'all for joining us and talking with Max and threesomes and gangbangs. And join us tomorrow night, the Damo Show at 9:30. Talking about pet peeves and dating. And enjoy your evening.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone. Awesome. Thank you, awesome.